Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Big thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. With Raycon, you get the same quality audio as other premium audio brands, but at half the price. Go to buyraycon.com/skim and get 15% off your order. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're going to go ahead as if we didn't just record an entire podcast. I'm so annoyed.
We just finished a podcast, the entire Skim show.
The whole
thing. And it
thing.
Wasn't recording. But no, it's all right. They didn't know that. No one knew that.
No one will ever hear it. We were talking to each other and that's it. Lame.
That was a good talk, babe.
It was. I'm checking again just to make sure everything's good. Yeah, we're good. Everything's good. I don't know what happened. Something lost its way.
All right.
Now here we are, you and I.
Let's repeat this
you and
one
I.
more time.
It's fine. We just
deja
got back.
Vu.
I might, you know what? If I hadn't just gotten off a 7-day vacation, I might be more grumpy about this. But since we went, I
and
feel much
relaxed.
Better. I'm relaxed. It was nice. We had a nice trip. I don't even remember what we talked about, so who cares? One day, Kim got sick because it was rough sea day. There you go. That part's out of the way. It's almost
okay. They haven't heard you talk about all of this. We just got back from
a 7-day cruise.
Alaskan cruise. We went to Alaska.
Cruise.
Neither of us had ever been there.
Right. Yeah.
Which was really cool to see. I can't believe how many super tall trees, and it was just gorgeous.
It was awesome. We went to this one on, it was called Icy Peak Point or something?
Icy Point Straight.
Point Straight.
Icy Straight Point. That's what it was.
Icy Straight Point?
Icy Straight Point.
Point Straight.
Because there was a...
shoot. Anyway... It was this. It was an alternative to Skagway because they'd canceled that because of a landslide or something. And so we went there, and it's this really amazing little fishing village.
Tiny little fishing village.
Where they had, you know, people actually out doing fish and stuff. They have a fish processing plant thing there.
They had an old cannery.
Yeah.
They showed it
like
as
a museum.
Yeah.
It was
and,
cool.
I mean, they did have like a full-on zip line and a, what's that thing called?
Go up in the mountain deal. Tram.
Go up in the mountain deal.
Is it a tram?
It's like a little tram and then a zip line. We didn't do either of those. Scott does not like heights.
I don't like heights.
I don't
also
have a problem with that.
Well, that one went real high.
Real high.
Yeah. I don't think I'd have done well. I don't like heights. But yeah, they had all that stuff. But Kim and I decided to take this like kind of nature walk thing that wrapped around inside of the trees and then...
Went to a rocky beach.
Like a rocky beach. And when you first see this beach, you're like, ugh, that looks like a terrible beach. I don't want to be on it. Because it's rocky. It's all rocks. There's no sand or anything. And it's cold and, you know, up north and everything. But as we got out into the rocks, we started to notice just how amazing the rocks are. Mm-hmm. These beautiful little stones.
In every color.
Every color you can think of. And every kind of like weird configuration. Some look like they were split and strange shapes and textures and stuff. And it dawned on us while we're looking at these, they're all petrified wood of some age or another. And by that, I mean like maybe hundreds of thousands of years old, some of this stuff, mm-hmm. some of these bits. And it makes sense because the tree line there, you know, just continually feeds into it and continually gets pushed up by the surf. And I wanted to take a bucket and just take them all.
Well, and there were like seashells in there, like blue seashells.
Yeah.
Things in, it mixed into it. And by the time we left, so we got there in the morning, and then by the time we left in the afternoon, everywhere we had walked on this rocky beach was completely covered by water.
Yeah.
The tide had come in already.
Yeah. That was crazy.
In that few hours that, you know, from them.
You'd have been up to your waist where you were standing.
Yeah,
in that
it was crazy.
Yeah. It was cool though. But some of these rocks look like, oh, it's some kind of dark gray shale. No big deal. You pick it up and look at it. And right down the middle of it is some bright orange something built into it.
Yeah.
I don't know where that's from. If part of a tree thing, is that sap? Like, I don't know what it is, but it's hard as stone. It's all stone now. And these big seaweed tentacle things. I don't know what those were. Well,
that was all washed away by the time we left there.
I mean, I feel like
it was raining the whole time. We looked hilarious. Oh, I had my bright yellow raincoat.
We looked like
the
fisher guy.
And my rain boots. And then Scott had a bright yellow raincoat, so we matched.
I know, you're the girl, the Morton Salt girl. That's what you were. Yeah, we looked like we were out looking for fish sticks or something, but we had a really good time there. And when we left, I did take a few rocks as if my daughter's only 6 years old. I brought them home for her.
She loves rocks.
She loves rocks.
She's
20 years too old for this, but whatever. She liked it.
She thought it was awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, I really like that place. I could live in either of those two little towns, that or Ketchikan, easy.
Yeah.
No problem. I need better internet, but and I don't know what they got. They may have something. They may be fiber
for
all I know.
Whenever you walk
well, on my phone,
boat,
but I need like, you know, yeah, good know. Home pipe. I need some big pipe down there.
We saw
there.
Eagles when we got to Ketchikan.
We did see the eagles, yeah.
Their eagle's nest. You could see them right up the mountain.
They had a guy on a collider that kept getting chased by an eagle, bald
that
eagle.
That was cool.
Yeah. America, baby. Woo. He looked like he was used to it, but the bird was pissed.
Well, because he was flying right by his nest. This bird is like, I don't think so.
Yeah, what are you doing here? This is where I have offspring. And they had noise ordinances there, didn't they? Or is that the second place?
Juno.
Oh, Juno had the noise ordinance thing. I get Juno and Ketchikan mixed up.
The boat couldn't do the movies on the boat, which is fine, but they're really loud.
It couldn't even do its thing while it was there.
Because we weren't sitting in fog.
Well, no, but I mean, they would normally do like the noon thing or whatever. I don't know what they do.
I don't know.
Whatever it is. But they wouldn't do it because they have wildlife restrictions up there and they don't want all the caribou and freaking eagles to mate or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But it was cool. That place was great. And then we touched the lip of Canada by parking in front of
Victoria
mm-hmm. which is, okay, so I've talked to some Canadians since the trip.
Okay.
And they go, you know what Victoria is? And I'm like, no. They're like, that's the British coming over here and building a British coastal town and then it never changing.
Really?
So that place is basically a British
colony.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, it's as weird as that sounds. And some people, the people that are born there can't wait to get out of there. And the people who retire there wanted to be there their whole life. So that makes me, it's like, I'll bet there are kids like in St. George who cannot wait to get out of St. George. But there are adults who are ready to retire.
That's where we're going.
Yeah.
So it was beautiful.
It was really pretty. Yeah. And they had some amazing sunsets and cloud stuff, and I don't know. I didn't expect the entire thing to be as pretty as it was. Because yes, there were times, especially at sea, we were in fog and some rough seas and rain and stuff, and you really couldn't see much. But then when that stuff would clear, it was like Lord of the Rings up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it was so nice. Anyway,
it was really nice. I didn't even take my phone.
Nope, Kim was pretty good.
I was just like, okay, I need to be on vacation and not listen to anything.
I took it so I could
see anything. Yeah, I mean, for emergencies, you needed to have your phone. So that was our together phone.
Yeah.
But I didn't even take any pictures. Yeah. I know that thing seems weird for a lot of people on vacation, but I needed to just disconnect.
I got a few of you.
Yeah, you did.
Tastefully
Morton
done.
Morton Salt girl.
Yeah, your Morton Salt girl thing. Yeah. With the turtle pulling your pants off, or what is it? That's a different thing. What is that?
That's the suntan.
Oh, the suntan girl. I always mix those up. They're
and
not
that's
connected.
Her dog doing that. Oh
not a turtle pulling her pants off. Okay. I remember that all wrong. And I have it's the salt person who's having that happen with an umbrella, right?
She's got the umbrella. The other one's in a swimsuit.
Well, who's pulling her salt out or whatever?
She's holding it under her arm and it's dumping behind her.
Oh, it's just dumping behind her. Yeah. She's making a trail. Okay.
No one's pulling her underwear.
And the Gerber baby's flying all around. I got a weird idea of these things. Anyway.
You're thinking of Ghostbusters.
That was pretty awesome. Everybody we ran into seemed to remember Kim because of her hair. So all the workers on the boat,
servers
and everybody were like, funny hair lady. Even in the TSA line, there was like that lady who was, your hair. Oh, man. And she wouldn't stop talking
about
it.
Your hair is amazing.
Yeah. I never get this. Only Kim does.
Dye your hair purple.
Well, you think that would do anything? Or people would just be like, what's he doing? Right?
You'd have to dye your beard too, and then they would be like, oh, he's mentioning it.
We're not doing that. But they were great. I have to say that the people on the boat, awesome. That's the most
spectacular.
Yeah. They were really good. Everybody was insanely good at their job, especially our little room steward guy, cabin steward guy. That dude was magic. He'd be like, they're not in their room.
I'm gonna go remake
everything right now. And then we'd come back after breakfast and he's like done. And I'm like, well, I'm used to hotels making me wait forever. They're outside
the door
the whole time.
Or they're knocking at 9 a.m.
Or they're knocking. Yeah. They don't do any of that.
You're like, oh, hold on. Let me get dressed.
Yeah. His name was
Edward.
Edward. I almost said Arthur. And Edward was awesome. So Edward, if you're hearing this, which you definitely are not because you have no internet on that boat. And I don't know, but I meant to ask one of them, like, how does this work? Do you work 6 months on, 6 months off? What's their boat life?
I could have asked a few.
We could have.
Edelina
could have told you. Yeah, she was nice. Strange name, but real nice. It's not a real name though, right? She's in the Philippines. Her real name was like.
I said, just do people call you Eddie? And she's like, no, they have a couple of other Edded whatever names.
Edamame.
So she goes by Adelina.
I liked her
but
a lot.
She was great.
She had cool hair too. Mm-hmm. No wonder you two bonded. You had this hair moment. Then we had that Mario and Luigi guy for Italian night. What the heck was that about? The singing lady who just sang for no reason. Such weird stuff. But here's my favorite thing. Other than coming home and having negative COVID tests. We're clean. We're good. 4 days after we've tested, we're done. Right?
We're good. We're good to go.
We can hug our loved ones and squeeze a toot out of Carter and she's not going to get sick. Well, anyway, so that's good. If I mention the food, the Love Boat episodes. I was feeling like I'd forgotten something because I just talked about it on a podcast. No one will ever hear because it got ruined. But Kim and I watched a ton of these on-demand episodes of the Love Boat, which is on a princess ship, which was what the Love Boat was. So they have this funny idea that when you go into their on-demand things in your cabin to watch TV, they just have a load of episodes. They're not even in order. They're just a big bunch of them thrown together. And then you can just like binge these Love Boat episodes without commercials or anything. And you can pause and whatever. Those were great. They're terrible, right? They're terrible. Just awful. But we loved watching it. We had a really good time with it. And I learned a couple things. One, they used the same actors all the time.
Oh, yes.
All the time. And I don't mean the main cast. I mean like, hey, we're bringing in
the supporting actors.
Ruth Buzzy is coming on this week. And guess what? She might be here again next season as a different character entirely. They did that with a whole bunch of characters and actors. And I just thought that was weird. But the big takeaway for me is when I was a kid, Isaac seemed wild and out of control. I was wrong. He is the most level-headed, down-to-earth dude on the entire show. The doctor, Dr. Becker. Is it Becker?
No.
Beckett? Bonkers?
I can't remember.
It should be Perv McGee. Should be his name. I thought when I was a kid, he was like the level headed. Now, let's take this slow. I'm the doctor. Brr, brr, brr. Like that kind of thing. No.
No.
He immediately, as soon as that ship opens and they start getting passengers,
and
looks
as soon
at
as they show up, he's like,
girl.
Hey, you want to come check out my stethoscope?
Yeah. You want to see my scope in my cabin? It was like 70s porn without the porn. And he is the worst. He was breaking every ethical rule you have as a doctor on any thing, boat or otherwise. It doesn't matter. So that weirded me out. I didn't expect that. And then I just got hooked on it and the music stuck in my head and it was just, there was no stopping it. In fact, I went and found the song. You want to hear this? Check this out.
I've heard.
You have heard it. So I went and found this this version of an instrumental version because I just got in the mood and I can't stop. This doesn't have the lyrics, which is unfortunate because those are cheese balls. And then we were surprised to learn that the song was originally written by Paul Williams and performed originally by, oh shoot, Whitney Houston's aunt.
I don't remember. I don't remember. But anyway.
Can't think of a freaking name.
Anyway. And then when they got it done for the show, they just had them dudes singing it, and it's horrible. But we listen to this every night for 7 days. And at one point,
every night.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Because when
we would just get to our cabin late at night and we just want to chill and wind down. That's what we'd put on every time.
Yeah. And I have some regrets about that, but mostly it makes me just want to watch the rest of it. So Paramount Plus, get ready. I'm coming in.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, what else? That's kind of it. Food was great. Everything was good. We had a great time.
Was great.
Yeah. Everything was clean. Brand new boat. Did I already say this on the previous episode? Yeah. the thing launched in April, I guess, or May.
April.
Mm-hmm. So very new, very clean, very modern. Like all the doors are automatic and
yeah, you had your little medallion you'd wear and every set of elevators,
yep.
Which, what were there, 16?
Way
on the
too
ship,
many. Oh my gosh.
Was a huge screen, yep. The size, as tall as I am, that you could then put your medallion right up to it and it would give you everything going on in your day, what you've signed up to do, whatever you.
It would personalize would like.
It. But it could also tell you where everyone in your party was, mm-hmm. on the ship.
Yeah. But we only had us, so we never need to do that.
Right.
Because I don't believe in parties.
But on our anniversary, which was the 29th, I put my little thing up to it just to see what's going on, and all of a sudden it comes up, happy anniversary, and there's, you know, everything. A
couple of wine bottles with like confetti
all over the screen, and I'm looking around like who's near me.
Yeah, that was weird. That
everyone else here
bit.
Doesn't need to know.
And the truth of it is, if you're skittish about being tracked, those medallions are kind of tracking you, and I don't mean in a nefarious way, but that's what makes it so Edward knew to do the room, because our tracking things are nowhere there.
Yep.
The different location services around the ship, they were based on that. And when you got on and off the ship, they were always scanning it, making sure you were who you were. You never had to unlock a door. Your cabin door unlocked when you walked up to it because it knew who you were.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
I did like not having to take my passport or COVID card with me into ports.
Yeah.
You just had to wear your medallion.
Yeah, your medallion had everything they needed.
It was
programmed
so great.
To it. It's pretty
so
cool.
Great.
It's pretty cool. I like that kind of tech. I know some people are real fishy about it, but I like it. So
I'm okay with it.
Talk to the hand. Talk to the medallion.
It's there whether you like it or not.
Yeah. And we kept those, right?
Yeah.
So can they track us now? Are we being watched?
No. Once you get off the ship, it doesn't. But
how do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know.
You're right. But you can reuse them the next time you go on a cruise.
What if Edward's back there going, where are the Johnsons now?
In their basement.
Their basement recording a podcast over again.
Like they didn't already have my address. Come on.
Stupid thing.
Doesn't care.
All right. Real quick, one of the things I did was listen to a bunch of old episodes of This American Life backlog because I'm behind on that podcast. And how did I do it? With sweet earbuds in my head from Raycon. Yeah, that's right. I use Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to almost everything. And that includes, by the way, my Steam Deck paired right immediately with it and worked great. Zero complaints. That was awesome. Will do again. Anyway, we're teaming up with them as usual. Go to buyraycon.com/skim to save 15% off your order. Their everyday earbuds look and feel and sound better, if I could talk, than ever. They're great. They have the optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, even for big, dumb, stupid ears like mine. They fit great. They do not fall out. I can promise you that. And they offer these three sound profiles that make what you're listening to a breeze, like noise isolation and awareness mode, this sort of stuff. You want to stay immersed in your sound? Great. Or you want to be able to hear more of your surroundings? Great. You have the option with the everyday buds. I love them. I love them for everything. I use them for music and podcasts and, like I say, video games. I have them paired to my computer half the time. I'm always using them, but because I get 8 hours of playtime out of them, they feel like they never go dead. 32 hours of battery life total. And when you need a charge, when that does eventually happen, super easy. You even do it wirelessly. Here's my favorite part. Half the price of other leading audio brands out there for that same great sound and reliability. But don't pay the full money. Pay half. than those guys. You don't want to pay all that. Anyway, doesn't mean they won't last, though. I've seen people talk about their Raycons falling out of stuff. Mine were washed in the wash, and they worked.
And that was not my fault.
Your mileage may vary, but but I got real lucky that day, and it worked fine. I've been using them since. Anyway, I love them. You'll love them. Everyone loves their Raycon earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim to score 15% off. Once more, buyraycon.com/skim. All right. Should we read emails?
Let's do it.
For the second time today?
It's fine.
All right. Here's the first one.
Now I already have my answer. See, I never really know what the emails are until
I don't. He reads Kim doesn't. Them out to me. She doesn't brief any of this. Proof it or talk about it beforehand. We just go. Yeah. Which I think is good. It's from the gut and from the, you know, we're not going to, well, now we're a little rehearsed because we did a whole thing, but anyway,
okay, though.
Leah says, hey, Scott and Kim, you guys go to Vegas and travel all throughout Utah when you take time off together, but is there any place you haven't been in the States that you'd like to go in the future? Says Leah. So as previously said, we spend a lot of time in stuff like Park City, St. George, which usually means we're going to Vegas, at least part of a trip. Because it's only an hour and a half outside of Vegas or outside of St. George. But there's such diversity in this state from the southern end where you got all your deserts and your national parks and, you know, Zions and all that, up to the north where you got, of course, your skiing and your Park City and your Sundance and all that schmear and then kind of everything in between.
But all of those get really great summer, too.
Yeah, they all do. Some of them get really hot, so I'd rather be...
Spring and fall is when we like to do most of our... get around.
But those are great because it's like, hey, we have a weekend, let's go to Park City, right, or let's go to Midway, or let's go to wherever. And
they're close, which is nice.
Close and easy. I don't have to kill a bunch of work to do it. And that is why we do that a lot. And it's a beautiful state.
It's for, like, you guys.
Yeah, it is for you. We're doing it for you. It's a beautiful state. We love it here. I've always loved what this place has offered as far as outdoor stuff. However, you know, you want to get around in other places sometimes. So there was our Alaska trip. We did, Kim was in New York not terribly long ago, a few years ago.
It was quite a few
Chicago.
Years
ago. How long has it been?
I think it was 2012.
No.
Yeah.
We were moved. We were here.
I don't know.
No, I know we were here.
I don't think so.
I think we were. That's
it's
messing
been a
with
long
my head.
Time. I love New York. You haven't been. We've both been to Chicago, but separately.
Separately. Of course, the South and stuff. We've both been all
yeah,
over
we've
there,
done a
Texas
lot of
and Florida and all that.
Southern states.
We've both been to Columbus, Ohio. We really like that.
Been to California.
California
a lot.
Tons of California. All the Western states in and out for years and ever, forever.
I took both of our kids for their senior trips to Oregon. Nick went to Oregon, then Seattle.
Seattle, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Which we were just in, although it was just the airport and the dock. But
we love visiting Columbus.
Yeah, Columbus was great. I loved it. We've
been around a lot, but there's one place we haven't been together that we really want to is Hawaii eventually, but that is a longer trip again.
Yeah, that's one you got to plan way out for.
It's going to be a little while.
But I do want to go to Montana. That's one I want to go to.
That's not far.
Yeah. So we'll hop in a car, drive to Montana, not in the winter, probably. I think, right? It's tons of snow up there.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that in winter. Maybe next summer.
Not our Prius. What's our car called?
It's a Passat.
Passat. Jeez. I knew that. Because I want to see Montana. I'd love to spend some more time in Wyoming. I've been there, but I'd like it there. I like cowboy rustic stuff. We were talking about whole other context, but maybe at some point this year getting out to Deadwood.
That
just
would
to see
be
that stuff.
So cool.
Dude. I've never been to South Carolina or any of the Dakotas. So that Dakota cool. 1 and 2. North and South.
1 and 2.
Yep, that's what they should be called. No more of this North and South crap. So in South Carolina, you got
Carolina 1.
Carolina 2. Or A and B, or whatever you want to do. I don't care. Do what you want to do.
Fight over one.
I just feel like North and South creates like a Civil War kind of fight. You know? So you got to be careful. Anyway, hope that helps Jen. Or not Jen, Leah, is who wrote that. And Jen's our next emailer. Jen from Ohio, speaking of Ohio, says, hello, Scott and Kim. In episode 102, Kim mentions wanting a she shed she can can in. My grandparents' farm had a provision like this. They called it the summer kitchen. It's where they did the cooking in the summer months before there was air conditioning so they wouldn't heat the house. Thanks for making the show. My husband and I have enjoyed it since the beginning. He's been a loyal Frog Pants listener for a long while And this is one we enjoy together, Jen from Ohio.
I think that's a farm thing to have a separate place for canning. Because first of all, if you have a farm, you're canning a lot. And I think it would be really cool to have a separate place because it gets so hot. It's hard. I have a hard time canning in the summer, like the heat of summer months.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, yesterday, the Salt Lake Airport high was 107.
Yeah. That's
so
hot.
So it gets too warm in the house to do it unless you do it at night.
Yeah.
But then you kind of have to can whenever things are ready. So that would be amazing.
It would be. And our yard's too small to put like a shed in the back.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I mean, we could, but
then you got to put electricity in.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Gas and all that stuff to it.
Kim just did a bunch of that, though. She got some berries at her dad's and made some jam.
Blackberry jelly this time.
Jelly, sorry.
Jam, I keep saying jelly, and syrup so far out of blackberries.
So let's make this official. What is the difference between a jam and a jelly?
Jam is usually like chunky and has pieces of the fruit in it.
Yeah. Jelly's more.
And jelly's more solidified. It's like jellied.
Like Jell-O, like Jell-O, but a smearable Jell-O, kind of.
Yeah.
A translucent, less viscous thing. All right. Well, there's that.
So, yes, I do want a she shed, but it's not going to happen here. If we ever built, I would make a canning kitchen.
And some careful where you get your cans. Some of your jars that you got.
One jar broke.
I thought it was a bunch of them.
Open it. No, one. The only one was yours.
I went to open it.
I think it had a chip in it and I didn't.
It kind of popped.
I didn't see it.
I cut my hand. There was blood. It was bad.
User error. I'll say once again.
Okay. Fair enough. Here's one from Doe and Heidi, your husband, the longtime Frog Pants listener. I always like hearing that. Scooby Dad in the pool. Tadpole wrote in. Hi, Scott and Kim. I'm a big fan of the show and of the whole community. The freaks are always there when someone is needed. I heard you guys discussing British TV shows and Endeavor specifically. I really enjoy these as well. And while watching all 22 seasons of Midsummer Murders, Death in Paradise, and Murdoch Mysteries, etc., I've only seen one gunfight, and I can't remember a single car chase, both being staples of American programs of the same genre. And little to do with real life, he says, as a retired police captain, our emailer. Keep up the good work, and hopefully we'll be able to get together on a TMS Vegas or some other meetup somewhere. Thanks, Scooby Dad. Well, Scooby Dad...
I've seen all of those, although I will say I haven't seen all 22 seasons of Midsummer because I watched about 11 or 12 seasons.
Needed a break.
And then I needed something else for a little while. But I am going to get back to it.
Yeah,
I'm going to finish it.
You'll get back to it.
Finished all of Endeavor that was on Prime that you didn't have to then pay an additional.
And a new season, there's only 3 episodes of. That was weird.
Especially since you pay for the service already.
Yeah, you're already paying Prime for it. Why are you paying it? And well, whatever.
I'll eventually see the last season of Endeavor, and I really enjoyed it.
What happened to that Doc Pants? Doc Martin. Remember Doc Martin?
I watched all of
those. Those were good.
I really like that.
But I also hope for a future Vegas meetup with you, Scooby Dad.
Yes, so for sure.
Come to our next one. Here's one from Tony. He says... This isn't the ghost of my Uncle Tony, is it? Hello, Scott and Kim. My wife and I are 29 and 32. We are new parents to our new daughter who just turned 1. We love her very much, but we also tend to feel lonely. And sometimes that loneliness turns into a funky depression. We're the first of our friends to have a kid. We both have small families and a family that leans toward the sketchier side. So we don't see them much anyway. I really do want to know what he means by that. But anyway, whatever. I've had this conversation already, so if it still feels like I've already said it once, it's because I did. Anyway, I hoped our friends would be a little bit more involved with us and our daughter, but I think it's made them realize they aren't ready for kids of their own, and they don't come around that much. They even make plans with each other and don't invite us to things because they think we're too busy. I brought it up to them that it hurt our feelings. I've always been a very social person and like going out to do stuff, but it's much more difficult now. As she gets older, I'm sure we'll meet more parents, but we're in a bit of a lull right now. Anyway, my question is, did you guys ever feel lonely in the beginning? And also, how has your daughter felt while having a young child? Any tips? Thanks for the show, Tony.
I think that Taylor's definitely felt that way, especially during this time of COVID. It's hard to get together with people, and it is even harder when they aren't wanting to because they don't get it.
Yeah.
She's had some friends do that, where they come over when she first had Van, and... they had dinner and they're hanging out and they're playing, I don't know if they were playing card games or video games. And then one of them piped out up with, hey, let's go do this thing. Let's go do something. And she's like, I have a sleeping baby upstairs. Like, they just didn't get it.
Yeah.
And so that made it really hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
And she now has a few more friends through friends of a friend kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one way to do that. If you have any friends with one-year-olds, mm-hmm. find out who they're hanging out with. You may meet new people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it, does make it hard.
It is hard. Yeah. I won't say that we didn't have moments like that, but also this is just me, but I kind of didn't care. I was so into the baby and so yeah. into our little family unit that it was fine. If we got
you
it.
Like that even before she was born, you didn't necessarily were like had to go out every week.
I don't have FOMO for that yeah. stuff. I don't feel the need. I mean, I liked going like, hey, we're going to see this movie. Okay, cool. We'll meet you there or whatever. Like I plenty of opportunity to do mm-hmm. cool things, go to dinners, do whatever. You know, travel to Vegas with friends and stuff like that, which we did a bunch of. It's just that I wasn't dying for it. And yeah. so I think I'm not a good person to ask about this because I already kind of don't care.
I mean, depending on your area and yeah. who, you know, what your neighborhood looks like, you might find a playgroup because they start as early as sometimes 6 months where other moms and dads feel the same way you do.
Yeah.
And they want to get together with people.
Where but do they post? Having,
like Facebook or, I mean, I don't know about Nextdoor. That's gotten, it depends on where you are, what kind of group your Nextdoor is.
Yeah.
We get a lot of, this guy keeps flipping me off because I told him to pick up his dog's poop.
Yeah.
And now every time he runs past his Ring camera, he flips him off.
That's so, mostly, like, I feel like it's a Ring, it's a Ring camera reporting system on Nextdoor.
It can turn into that, but yeah. it all depends on what it's like in your neighborhood. Same yeah. with Facebook. You have to be careful who you're connecting with.
Yeah.
But you might find moms and dads in the same boat.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's just reaching out to your neighbors a little bit. You know, and you might run
sometimes
into
sometimes that's hard. Taylor does not do that with hers.
Yeah, that's true.
She ends up hanging out with friends from high school, a couple of them, and then she's found friends through them.
Yeah.
That all have kids the same age.
But even the ones that have kids, you know, I was going to say the ones that she has high school friends, those people have all kind of had kids as well. So she's been lucky in that regard.
Well, sometimes it started out with one.
Yeah.
And then they've connected to other people that, you know, new friends or sister-in-laws or whatever that they, you know, then can become friends with.
But for me back in the day, it was like, oh, the baby just wants to sit on my lap while I play and just chill.
Yeah, you might find a new hobby together, whether it's video games or something you like to do that you can do at home together that
yeah.
you look forward to on Friday night.
Yeah.
Maybe it's build your own pizza night or something that makes it something to look forward to.
Yeah. And make it as much of a family thing as you can, even though she's only one. Give it some time. She'll get it. Yeah. That's how she'll get what kind of family this is, yeah. you know? Well, good luck, Tony. Let us know how it goes. I'm sure you're going to do great. We don't have a real foodie this week except to say Kim bought some chicken balls at Costco, and they're great. Those chicken balls, man. Mm.
They're chicken meatballs.
Meatballs, sorry. They're not chicken testicles or chisticles. They are these Costco brand chicken meatballs that she's put in spaghetti, made a salad today where she grilled them up real good, chopped them up, put them in a salad. I've been eating them cold just by grabbing one here and there.
It's because they're pre-cooked and it was easy for me this week. Coming back from vacation is like starting over, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're making good food tonight and I'll probably be eating it after my
other show. I'm making chicken piccata tonight.
I just realized. I was thinking earlier, oh, we'll get the show done. I'll have like an hour to chill before my next show. Not now. I got like maybe 10 minutes after I post this.
All right.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. Patreon.com/frogpants is where you can support us if you're looking to do that. It's a great way to support the show and all the little extras that happen around Frog Pants. So check it out. It's a monthly, so it's super, super cheap, super easy. Patreon.com/frogpants. For everything else, it's frogpants.com/skim. And if you're trying to email us once again, skimshow@gmail.com. Anything you would like to add, dear, before we go?
I reposted a, in case anyone wanted to, someone asked me about it because Taylor is pregnant with baby number two mm-hmm. and they wanted to know what she would like. And I had her put together a little registry on Amazon. So
it's an Amazon registered list and you can find it by either Kim or I posted about it. If you want,
don't feel obligated
at all
by any means
at all. But if you're like, hey, I could do that. I got a little credit in here and that mobile's cool or whatever. You can find it all on that Facebook thing. Just search for one of us. I have a public page, so.
Yeah.
And nothing, you're not blocked. I don't think you are either. I think
I'm public.
Public, right?
Yeah.
Who cares? All hanging out, man. Hey, letting it hang
out. Princess Cruises can find us no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. Freaking Captain Steubing and the pervert doctor are going to be here any minute. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.